Welcome to the Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. I'm Dan McLennan, and this is Locarno.
And I'm a member of the group Locarno. I play harana and guitars and sing. In the band, we also have drummer Liam McDonald, percussionist Robin Lane, violinist Calissa Landa, trumpeter Miguelito Valdez, trombonist Rod Murray, bassist Ronnie Swirl, and on guitar, we also have Pedro Mota.
How did this band come together?
The band came together basically through, I'm from Mexico. I was born and raised in Mexico City, and I'd moved to Canada in my teens. And so I've lived in Canada for a long time now. And I've been a musician for the last 20 years, and I'm mostly playing with a band called the Paper Boys. And in that band, we'd incorporated a number of Latin kind of influences. But I wanted to do something that specialized really more on Latin idiom, especially, you know, the influence of Mexican music, which is where I'm from. And so I created this project for it to be an outlet for that exact reason, to sort of play more Latin music. Because as I said, with the Paperboys, you know, although it was part of what we do, we also do, you know, Irish stuff and Celtic and bluegrass and country and soul and a number of other things. So I wanted something that was more focused on Latin stuff. So I made a record, wrote a bunch of songs, made a record with a Victoria-based producer by the name of Chobi Baker. And so Chobi and I, it was mostly Chobi and I in the studio, then we bring in people as we needed them, which is kind of how the band was formed, really. And so we brought in trumpeter Miguelito Valdez, and then, you know, we met Pedro. And so we've had a couple different configurations, but now the band is fairly settled into the lineup that I introduced earlier.
So is this good news or bad news for the Paper Boys?
You know, somebody else had asked me that recently, and it's not a bad thing, really. Everybody in the Paper Boys has other bands or other ways of making their income, so nobody's reliant 100% on the Paper Boys. It's, everybody's been busy doing other projects, and everybody's, you know, doing other things with that time. You know, having said that, Locarno's not a really busy band. Like, we're busy enough. We do, in the summer, we're busy doing festivals, and we play throughout the year. Like, for example, this month in February, we've done Locarno gigs every weekend and will until the end of the month. And then March rolls around, and I have no Locarno gigs, and I have a number of Paper Boys gigs. So, you know, it kind of goes back and forth. So, you know, the Paper Boys are still gigging, and we haven't broken up, and we're still gigging, and we have a big tour coming up in April. So everybody's been very supportive, and as a matter of fact, sometimes, Calissa also plays in the Paper Boys, and sometimes we recruit Sam, the drummer from the Paper Boys, to play with Locarno, if we're in need of a drummer. So it's all been very supportive, and everybody's just happy.
you've managed to maximize your flexibility, your musical creativity. You're not tied down to one band.
Exactly. You know, and for me, it's been a fantastic outlet of expression and creativity. I think that one of the things I love about music the most is the creating part, the creation part, you know. And so this has given me a whole new outlet to create something new and use different instruments and use and sing, you know, exclusively in Spanish. And so it's been a really good creative outlet for me.
So where does the name come from, Locarno?
Locarno is a local beach here in Vancouver. And when I was starting the band, I wanted a name that hopefully represented the fact that we're a Latin band, so something that was in Spanish or sounded like it was in Spanish, but also reflected a bit of where we come from. And so Locarno is a local beach here in Vancouver, but Locarno is also a name of a city in Switzerland where a peace treaty was signed. And it's also a name of a Spanish sailor. You know how we have, you know, on the West Coast, all these Spanish islands like Galeano and Lopez and Cortez and San Juan Island. So it's, you know, sailor. So I thought it was just something that was fitting of the area.
Seem to have taken your Latin influences and pushed them at least one step forward.
Yeah, I don't mind describing it. This band is definitely a lot easier to describe than the Paperboys, because the Paperboys takes up on so much. We take up so much space in terms of the kind of music that we play. Locarno is a little more focused, but it's still a bit of a fusion. So we don't play anything. You know, we definitely don't. We're not a salsa band, nor do we play any real traditional salsa or Latin music. What it is Mexican son jarocho and son huasteco, so Mexican folk music combined with some Cuban son, some Colombian influences and Caribbean influences in a sort of more modern singer-songwriter-based kind of approach. I don't know if that kind of explains it. or not, but so it's Latin based, largely Mexican, largely folk based as opposed to salsa based, and it's son based as opposed to other styles of Latin music.
Now, the most current album, Uno Más y Ya Nos Vamos. I hope I got that reasonably close.
Yeah, you got that perfect, yeah.
Where did that come from?
Uno Más y Ya Nos Vamos literally translates to one more and then we'll go. And the idea behind that is it's that feeling that we all get and we all have when we're at a party or out for drinks or, you know, somewhere where you're enjoying yourself and, you know, you say, okay, one more drink and then we'll go, or okay, one more song and then we'll go. And truth is that, you know, you don't really want to go. You think you should be going or you need to get going, but you don't really want to go. And that's sort of the idea behind the record. And the reason we called it that is because it was a seven-song record, so there's the idea that there was more to follow, you know.
And over what time period did this album come together?
The record is going on 4 years old, and we're working on a new record right now. We've gone back into the studio, so hopefully by the time we play at the festival this summer, we will have a new record out.
Ay, qué bonito es volar a las dos de la mañana, a las dos de la mañana. Ay, qué bonito es volar, ay, mamá, volar y dejarse caer en los brazos de una amada, en los bracitos de pica, que hasta quisiera llorar, ay, mamá, me agarra la bruja, me lleva al cuartel, me vuelve macetas, me da de comer, y chúpale, y chúpale, y chúpale usted, cuántas criaturitas se chupan usted. Chupaste a mi hijo, que hasta quisiera llorar, ay mamá, y ahora le vas a chupar a mi esposa el ombligo, a Pikachita el ombligo, que hasta quisiera llorar, ay mamá, y chúpale, y chúpale, y chúpale. Se chupa usted, ninguna, 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 no sé, tengo pretensiones de chuparme usted.
So you've had a chance to really get the feel for this album on the road, after in the studio. Are there particular pieces that really stand out for you?
From the record, live, Bailando Bajo el Sol is always a fun one to play and, you know, a crowd favorite. Arenita Azul I'm also quite fond of, and Candela. I mean, I like them all. You know, Locarno is one of those sort of groups that I, you know, if someone is, I don't really listen to my own music at home or in the car, but, you know, if it's playing somewhere, like sometimes we go into a venue and they're playing the CD, I don't mind listening to it. So I like really all the songs in the record.
You mentioned Candela earlier. That was when I was listening. That was the first opportunity for that wonderful horn section to grab me by the ears. It must really be something. To be playing with such an impressive group of horn players.
I'm very, very fortunate to be playing with these guys, you know. And, it's, you know, especially Miguelito, who's, you know, he's played with the Afro-Cuban All-Stars. He's gone on tour with them. He was in Omara Portuondo's band for many years, and, you know, he's playing with Wayne Shorter, and, you know, his resume is really quite impressive, and so is his playing. And we're just lucky to have him here on the West Coast in Canada, and so he's you know, a big part of this sound for me is his playing.
Something specific that attracted you to the Vancouver Island Music Fest?
I've been looking at the lineup of that festival, you know, for the last few years, and it's really impressive what that festival's done and what Doug has done. It's really impressive to bring the caliber of artists. And, you know, it really goes to show you, you know, it's that whole Wayne's World mentality of book them and they will come, you know. Like, he's booked some pretty large name bands and artists, and as a result, he's been selling out. Which can't be said for all the other festivals in British Columbia. You know, I know other festivals struggle, even though they, you know, they're bigger festivals, maybe in terms of how many people go to them, but they aren't able to sell out. And, you know, when you look at the model that Doug is doing, which is the same, I would say, with Edmonton, which is bringing bigger name acts, is when you see a sellout. So yeah, we can't wait.
Vancouver's Tom Landa and Locarno. You'll also recognize the Juno Award winner as the frontman for the Paperboys. Landa's musical diversity makes him a great choice as musical director of this year's special music fest project called World Beat at Home, a multicultural celebration of BC musicians. Stay tuned for more about that. In the meantime, that wraps up another Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. I'm Dan McLennan. Thanks for listening. And thanks to Juno Award-winning Helen Austin and Grandpa Todd Butler for the theme music.
We can sit together and watch the show. Oh, in any weather, we'll watch the show here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest.